The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. So are the ways of every one that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasant, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath he established the heavens. But the path of the just is as the shining light, that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Drink waters out of thine own cistern, and running waters out of thine own well. Let thy fountain be blessed, and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. Let her be as the loving hind in pleasant roe. Let her breast satisfy thee at all times, and be thou ravished always with her love. These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. My son, keep my words, and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments, and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye. Bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thine heart. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. Stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret pleasant. But he knoweth not that the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depths of hell. Treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivereth from death. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. He that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame. Hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth all sins. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. The blessing of the Lord it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Where no counsel is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors there is safety. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones. He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread, but he that followeth vain persons is void of understanding. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of a man's hands shall be rendered unto him. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. The slothful man roasteth not that which he took in hunting, but the substance of a diligent man is precious. The soul of the sluggard desireth, and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. Where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increase is by the strength of the ox. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself. A true witness delivereth souls, but a deceitful witness speaketh lies. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. A home tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. All the days of the afflicted are evil, but he that is of a merry heart hath a continual feast. Without counsel purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors they are established. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. The hoary head is a crown of glory, if it be found in the way of righteousness. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. Better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than an house full of sacrifices with strife. The fining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord trieth the hearts. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. A brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Also that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good, and he that hasteth with his feet sinneth. The discretion of a man deferreth his anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him again. The just man walketh in his integrity, his children are blessed after him. Every purpose is established by counsel, and with good advice make war. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord as the rivers of water. he turneth it whithersoever he will. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness, but of every one that is hasty, only to want. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness, and honor. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches, and honor, and life. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old he will not depart from it. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with a rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod, and shalt deliver his soul from hell. For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war, and in multitude of counselors there is safety. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. If thou forbear to deliver them that are drawn unto death, and those that are ready to be slain, if thou sayest, Behold, we knew it not. Doth not he that pondereth the heart consider it? And he that keepeth thy soul, doth not he know it? And shall not he render to every man according to his works? For a just man falleth seven times, and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. Prepare thy work without, and make it fit for thyself in the field, and afterwards build thine house. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pictures of silver. By long forbearing is a prince persuaded, and a soft tongue breaketh the bone. If thine enemy be hungry, give him bread to eat, and if he be thirsty, give him water to drink, for thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head, and the Lord shall reward thee. He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down, and without walls. As the door turneth upon his hinges, so doth the slothful upon his bed. Where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceaseth. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Open rebuke is better than secret love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. The full soul loatheth an honeycomb, but to the hungry soul every bitter thing is sweet. Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Be thou diligent to know the state of thy flocks, and look well to thy herds. The lambs are for thy clothing, and the goats are the price of the field. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. The rich man is wise in his own conceit, but the poor that hath understanding searcheth him out. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. He that rebuketh a man afterwards shall find more favor than he that flattereth with the tongue. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. A fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterwards. Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Who hath ascended up into heaven, or descended? Who hath gathered the wind in his fists? Who hath bound the waters in a garment? Who hath established all the ends of the earth? What is his name, and what is his son's name, if thou canst tell? Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Two things have I required of thee. Deny me them not before I die. Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates.